All right, today's show, March 13, 2016. Themes. We're going to be delving more into the holistic self-defense specific content of holistic self-defense, continuing to try to clarify and elaborate what an effective model of resistance would consist of. A model that emphasizes our need to develop as fully developing individualities and to support and endorse and organize for our right in the U.S. to pursue happiness. And we're going to be discussing the connections between the crafted falseness politics and the crafted falseness economics with our designed absence of empathy for each other. And how we begin to build capacity locally and then, of course, globally to support our reconstituted wholeness, our empathy, our unity, the importance of our ethical stance for doing this in the face of power's sole obsession to win. And as always, what more can we do to ensure that love rules? Sisters and brothers, our recent discussions of the critical need in order for us to achieve certainty for our necessary ethical stance derived from our earth-given gift of fairness, which moves us to act when the gross imbalance, lack of fairness that is all around us rises to the level of consciousness. And it is to prevent this that power stays hidden inside its almost total control of our intercommunications and education. And nothing could make this more obvious than the fact that this hidden weaponry has been in use for half a century and more with absolutely no discussion of it. We've been arguing that this energy, this force, sense of fairness is being moved in us in this moment as we more and more perceive the crafted falseness of the world we are directed to accept as legitimate, a world actively shaped by the power guys. Aidos the balance arrives on the scene as we perceive the degree to which we've been lied to. This rising to awareness is outing hidden power. We are not concerned about who the particular people are. We are only concerned with getting unmeshed from their smallness, which is within our power to do. And so all authentic life begs that we get on with it, this matter of our freedom. Outing hidden power is exercising the state in us, is overcoming our designed-in smallness from our designed-in absence of empathy by creating our own things, authentic connections to challenge crafted atomization. The structural backbone of the crafted falseness, smallness of spirit of this global class system, manifested in economics, in politics, in what we are told is our quote-unquote human nature, is material insecurity, manufactured scarcity. This is how they can force us to do their bidding. And this is, again, so obvious. The absence of any discussion of this should prove to anyone giving it the smallest amount of thought that we are being, by force, held in a totalitarian system. Manufactured scarcity is another name for the enforced atomization they impose on us. And we're exploring that connection today. Hidden power is this crafted smallness. Its hiddenness is designed to conceal this point, that it has a goal, the meritocracy, perfection. By their acts consistent with this objective, they are outed. But we have been prevented from discussing the obvious. To achieve a so-called meritocracy and thereby realize the vision of your OT, original totalitarian, what would you need? You'd need ideology, EPP, extreme poisonous pedagogy. You would need TB, total belief. And you would need ATM, all the money. The systems for continuously delivering these things to them and in an ever-increasing fashion, we can see have been achieved. Extreme disparities in all three are not only clearly evident, they have replaced, if we are to judge by appearances only, the need for independent thought entirely, and are rapidly replacing the human being with the human machine. This feat has been accomplished by their three weapons in chief, EPP, TB, and ATM, used concertedly with purpose to achieve their vision, and their hiddenness, the speed of their actions, and our atomization, all of which is calculated by plan, very much conscious and intentional, have defeated all attempts to discuss our feeling, our sense that we are being driven, rushed like cattle to slaughter. Otherwise, we could not be kept from this discussion because it's just too obvious that if we have no earth of our own for shelter, for sociability, for food, that if our only means of accessing these absolutely necessary things is owned or controlled by not us, we're screwed.